This Friday, our tradition returns, the first of three John and Tammy food funds benefiting the San Diego Food Bank.
We'll be at Fraser Farms in La Mesa from 6 until 9, taking your donations of non-perishable food items. And one of the best things, besides stocking the shelves of the food bank and feeding those who are hungry, our neighbors, our friends, is the fact that we get to make new friends and meet people as awesome as Evie.
Evie, you're applying for a job on our show here.
I am, as a consultant for Love 'Em or List 'Em.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us why you deserve
this. Why I deserve this is because I'm 80 years old. I have been married for 56 years. My husband has passed away. I've had friends who've been divorced, deaths in the family, back and forth. I have experienced people with all their dumb relationships and their good relationships. But every time I hear Love 'Em or List 'Em, I say, I need to talk to these women or men or whatever they are, you know. They're conflicted. They're conflicted in their lives. And it's so simple. You know, if you see a little flag go up, list them.
One flag?
One flag.
No second chances?
No. But you pick your battles in life. You know, it depends on what the flag is.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
But I think you should call me up as a consultant.
Abby, I think you got the job.
Yeah. Okay. So you can call me anytime.
Our food fund returns to Fraser Farms in La Mesa. Our first of three stops. We're also going to be hitting up Oceanside and Vista. But La Mesa, your first this Friday. Bring your non-perishable foods. Bring your diapers. Bring your cash donations. Remember, we're giving away Stagecoach tickets and KSON Country Fest tickets. Not that you need any help in incentive-wise, but you know what? Why not make it worth your while?
Yeah, we'd love to see you there. 6 to 9 Friday, Fraser Farms in La Mesa.
833-287-1037. It's time right now to get on and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Kelsey Ballerini when she hits uptown next March. 833-287-1037. If you're better than Tammy, you're also going to win $100. So let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Keith Urban loves himself a Waffle House.
So we found out when he sat down with Rob Lowe recently on one of Rob's podcasts.
Rob Lowe, master podcaster.
I know.
Everybody has a podcast.
Yes,
my barber
do.
Has a podcast. So why shouldn't Rob Lowe have a podcast?
And why shouldn't Keith Urban be on it?
Nothing against my barber.
I do love Waffle House.
The greatest.
Oh, yeah. How can you not? Scattered, smothered, covered, chunk chopped, diced. I mean, the whole thing.
It is legitimately how there are not Waffle Houses out in L.A. is one of the great mysteries.
Because you got In-N-Out Burger. That's why.
That's true.
Pretty good.
It's a good trade.
Yeah, it's a good trade.
I love Waffle Houses so much. Have you written a song about a Waffle House?
I haven't.
Why not?
Jonas Brothers nailed that one.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
There's so much here. First of all, the Jonas Brothers and their Waffle House song.
No, don't get stressed. It's gonna get figured out. Deep conversation at the Waffle House. Hey, a strong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we try to kill each other. But you know it's always love.
I believe right after the Jonas Brothers ask for their potatoes scattered, smothered, and covered, that's the song they sing to their server at Waffle House. Nothing wrong with that song whatsoever. Has anyone in this room ever been to a Waffle House? Didn't we go when we were in Nashville?
Yes, I've been to Waffle House
several
times.
That was the Cracker Barrel. I've never been to a Waffle House.
One of my biggest regrets in life.
Yeah?
Yeah, that and never actually being at a Buc-ee's. Like, I would love to do a tour, like in the South, and go to Buc-ee's, go to Waffle Houses.
Go to Dollywood.
Did you just say not going to a Waffle House was one of the biggest regrets, quote, of your life?
Of your life? Really, do you not understand that waffles are my favorite breakfast food?
Okay.
One of my favorite foods, periods. I love a good waffle. I have not found a great waffle in San Diego. If you know a good waffle, please send me a DM at Producer Jessica on Instagram because I need a good waffle today.
You know, we've talked in the past about how we really need to go to Dollywood and we can make it, you know, for the show because we want to bring Dollywood back to you. You know how families plan family vacations? We could take a show, family vacation, across the South, hit the Waffle House, hit a Buc-ee's, go to Dollywood. Mm-hmm. I mean, do all that and do our show on the road.
So I did ask our GM, I'm not lying, I asked our GM if we could all go to Dollywood as a show trip, and the look he gave me, the absolute Are you kidding me? There is nothing in this world where we will pay for you guys to go there.
I hope the look he gave you was go back to work.
Yeah, it was.
Seriously.
Dang.
Turn around.
I don't think so. Go back
to your room.
Dang. I was hoping.
I tried. Oh, I tried.
I bet you did.
Well, we're going to have to settle for Denny's here in San Diego, unfortunately, until a Waffle House finally hits. But take it from Keith Urban and the Jonas Brothers, the Waffle House is the bomb. What has been named the best television show of the 21st century so far? Find out in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Anthony's in Claremont. Good morning, Anthony.
What up, though?
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, good luck.
All right, Anthony, 5 pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, pal, all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Anthony?
All right, sounds good.
Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins the election, we have to find a way to move forward together and remember we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Star-Lord in what Marvel Cinematic Universe series?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
A lot of people needed a feel-good movie yesterday. According to Ranker.com, is America's favorite feel-good movie Finding Nemo, The Goonies, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Man, gotta go with The Goonies.
Sources say Emma Stone shaved her head for her upcoming movie. True or false, Emma's first movie was Superbad?
I'm going to go yes.
Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century so far. What network aired Mad Men?
I've never watched Mad Men. HBO?
And finally, Josh Gad says everyone who's read the script for the Spaceballs sequel has been, quote, blown away. Josh played Olaf in Frozen and also played this bumbling sidekick of Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. What is his character's name?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Anthony, what you got going on today, pal?
New job. I just retired out of the Navy. This is my second career, I guess.
Wow. First of all, thank you for your service. Congratulations.
Right.
How's that going for you?
So far, so good. I went from military to military contractor. I just don't have to deal with junior sailors anymore.
All right. Well, enjoy that, Anthony, and congratulations on your next career. Anthony did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Timmy, Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins the election, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember that we're, quote, fellow countrymen. Chris played Star-Lord in what Marvel Cinematic Universe series?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is right. Anthony knew that 1-1. A lot of people needed a good feel-good movie yesterday, and according to Ranker.com, is America's favorite feel-good movie Finding Nemo, The Goonies, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Let's go with Nemo.
America's favorite feel-good movie.
Yeah.
According to Ranker.com, is Finding Nemo. Oh. That's right. Anthony went with The Goonies. You see, I would have gone with Ferris. You're right, Tammy. We all have a different vibe for that. It depends on, I guess, the age bracket of who was polled. It is 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, sources say Emma Stone shaved her head for her upcoming movie. True or false? Emma's first movie was Superbad.
False.
No, that's true. And Anthony nailed it. So now it is 2-2. Timmy, Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century so far. Do you ever watch Mad Men?
I have watched a few episodes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Best show ever?
I don't know, at least of this century? I didn't watch it enough.
Breaking Bad wasn't even in the top 10.
Wow.
I'm shocked by that. Oddly enough, Better Call Saul was. What network aired Mad Men?
AMC?
AMC is right. Ironically, the same network that airs Breaking Bad. It's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Josh Gad says everyone who's read the script for the Spaceballs sequel has been, quote, blown away. Josh played Olaf in Frozen and also played this bumbling sidekick of Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. What is his character's name?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't...
Translated in English, it literally means the fool. Le fool.
Okay.
Is who Josh okay. Gad played. Today, Anthony, Tammy beat you by a score of just 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but we have a great prize for you.
We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Kelsey Ballerini. She's going to be at Pechanga Arena in March.
Oh, awesome.
Enjoy that, Anthony. Enjoy your new career, kinda, pal. And before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
I'm Anthony in Claremont, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Nayeli is in Chula Vista. Nayeli, what is the one go-to television show that you turn on every time you want to just feel good? That's its only mission, is to make you feel good.
Sex in the City.
And what about Sex in the City is comfort for you?
I don't know. I feel like that's enough drama in my life to... keep a little drama in it, so.
Yeah, HBO has been replaying the entire series of Sex in the City as of late. And
well, it's on syndication, too. E runs it all the time, too.
Yeah, but this is better. This is the unedited version, oh. You know, all the swears, all the real, all the sex in Sex in the City is on the HBO show. I still can't. I'm just completely torn up that she picked Mr. Big over Aiden, but that's just me.
Listen, if you were, maybe you stayed up all night watching the election coverage. Maybe you watched it for a little bit and then you moved on, or maybe you did like I did. I was like, I am not going to watch anything because I don't want to be stressed, so I picked something that makes me feel good no matter what episode it is, no matter what season it is. I know I can turn it on and I feel good, and that was Big Bang Theory for me last night, and then I moved on to Modern Family after that.
That's so weird because Modern Family is my go-to. Mm-hmm. What is your, no matter what vibe that you're in, no matter what mood, no matter what the country is reflecting, what show do you put on that completely just makes you escape? Maybe you don't even watch it fully attentively. Maybe it's on in the background. I know I put on Modern Family in my house when I'm cleaning. I turned it on last night, just like you, Tammy. I was so tired of the he said, she said television I was watching last night. As far as political coverage, I'm like, you know what? I know who I voted for. Nothing I do at this point is going to matter. I'm going to put on something that makes me feel good. And it was Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show so much. There's nothing about that show, every episode, that I either laugh out loud or I tear up to, either or both.
Yeah. I also feel that way. I mean, I have several shows in my pocket that I could go to at any time because I know they just make me feel good. King of Queens is another one that no matter what, if I turn that on, I know I'm not like stressing out or being tense, or I just relax.
833-287-1037. The answer when someone asks you, hey, why do you like that show? If it's, I don't know, it just makes me feel good, that's the show we want to hear about. 833-287-1037. What just makes you feel good to watch? Maybe it's completely an unusual one, too. I don't know. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. Everybody has a show that they put on, that they keep on, just because it makes them feel good. Tam and I both agree Modern Family does that for us. Tammy's a big, big Bang Theory fan. That works for her as well. Just makes you feel good. 833-287-1037. In a time where, man, it's really important to do things that make us feel good, what is your go-to show?
Andrew and El Cajon, what TV show always makes you feel good, no matter when you put it on?
Big Bang Theory, just like you.
Love it. Who's your favorite character, by the way?
Oh, man. Sheldon. Sheldon's great. I do really like Penny and her relationship. The things that they say together are just super funny.
So no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what episode is on, whether you've seen it once or a million times, Big Bang Theory is on. That's your go-to. You're just going to put it on and roll with it.
Yeah, I just go on HBO and on a random season, random episode. Doesn't matter what it is, I'm happy watching.
That is perfect. Exactly what I did yesterday with Modern Family. I hit the middle of season 4 and just hit roll. Let's all just right. go.
Thanks, honey. Heather in La Mesa, how about you?
Hi, I've got 3 go-tos depending on what's happening in the world.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. And when I'm feeling really, really just want to get away, Yellowstone.
So you do deep dives. You're not talking about like a little half-hour sitcom.
Yes. Life would be so much simpler if you could just take somebody to the train station every now and again.
Oh.
I love that.
I'm hoping that you mean the train station to Hogwarts, not the train station in Yellowstone.
Amy in Oceanside, the TV show that always makes you feel good.
I love to watch Schitt's Creek.
I got to get into that because I love all the actors that are in that.
It's so
I just
funny.
Have so many
it's
things so to watch. I got to do that.
Hilarious.
That is interesting because I can't have a feel-good escape show, quote-unquote, if I'm not that familiar with it. It always helps me if I'm totally familiar with the show so I can kind of have it on in the background. It helps me personally if I'm not completely involved. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I've watched it multiple times, so.
Shay and El Cajon, your go-to?
My go-tos are either Gilmore Girls or Vampire Diaries, which I feel like you'll probably get a lot of today.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Let's send you somewhere, hopefully, with our sneaky sound.
KSON sneaky sound send off.
Shelly is in Kearney Mesa. Shelly, let's see if we can send you off when you correctly identify our sneaky sound.
Sounds good, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Here we go. I'm going to play it for you twice because it's really quick, okay?
Okay.
Here it comes.
And again.
What do you think that sneaky sound is specifically?
Has anyone guessed maracas yet?
I love a good maraca session, but...
That's not right.
Good guess.
Another chance for you to win a trip to Disneyland with our sneaky sound send-off at 8:50 on KSON.
Hello.
Good morning, mother.
Good morning, son.
Notice it's mother and son now. Very, very formal.
That actually made me think of my youngest son, Grayson, because he'll do that when I haven't heard from him in a long time. Well, when I answer the phone, he'll be like, good morning, mother.
I talked to my mom yesterday, but all is not right in mom and son land this week because this is the week we've been dreading, or at least I should say that I've been dreading, because this is the week that my mom and I are facing each other in our family fantasy football league. Let's do this.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, we've avoided the gorilla in the room all year, but this is finally the week that you and I play each other.
Yes, it is.
Wow, you're very stern, Bonnie.
You see, she's not joking around. She's not having any fun this morning. She's got her game face on. It's all started.
I do. I am looking right now at my roster and how I'm going to change it to improve it, you see.
Oh, well. Here's the thing, though, Bonnie, because normally don't you usually ask John for advice?
Yeah. Well, not this week.
Who are you going to go to now?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Who is your go-to advice person? Is it your grandson, my nephew, Ben?
Absolutely. The commish. Absolutely.
All right. Mom knows. She goes
She's
to the
smart.
Boss. She goes to the boss.
I do.
Mom, I'm gonna chalk this up to you beating me. I just want you to be happy. That's all I care about.
Oh, right.
Yeah. A son can't wish his mother good wishes? What?
It didn't
I'm
sound
offended by this.
It didn't sound sincere, did it, Bonnie?
A son wishes his mother well, and it doesn't sound sincere.
It didn't.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
With all my heart, mother, and without my fingers crossed whatsoever, I'm saying I wish you well this week.
That didn't say you wish you beat me.
Well,
but...
no one wishes to lose.
You're right, Tammy. You're right.
I want my mom to be happy. That's all. I just want happiness for my mother, the woman who gave birth to me and saw me through every trial and tribulation of my life.
Okay, well... There'll be maybe one more next week.
Oh, she's not biting at all.
Uh-uh.
That's
uh-huh.
mom. That's mom talking trash.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
All right, mom. I love you. I would say good luck, but that would just be pointless because I'm sure you're going to win. So just I hope you have a fruitful, wonderful, spiritual week.
Oh, thank you, honey. Same to you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay. Bye.
I love you, Mom.
Thank you.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, God.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's out to Charlotte, who's in Poway. Good morning, Charlotte.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Random fact, Charlotte, your name is one of my favorite all-time names.
Nice, thank you.
And I have no reason why. It's not like there's a grandmother named Charlotte. It's not like I'm a big fan of Charlotte's Web. I just love your name.
Fine. Thank you.
Hey, Charlotte, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Okay, Tammy. See you in a minute.
All right. Good luck.
Charlotte, 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Charlotte?
Okay, sounds good.
A lot of us looked for feel-good movies to deal with the stress of the election. One of America's favorite feel-good movies is Shrek. Who is the voice of Shrek?
Oh, Jesus. Shrek is, the guy on, I can picture him dark hair, kind of short. Oh, my God, I'm trying to blink. Give me the buzzer.
All right, Charlotte, we'll move on. Let's discuss the song Mmm-Bop by Hanson. Mmm-Bop was only supposed to be a phrase on their debut album, not their signature biggest hit. How many brothers made up Hanson?
Three.
This week, in 2018, the first Doctor Strange movie was released in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Which actor, who also played Sherlock Holmes, played Doctor Strange?
Martin Short. I don't know.
That's an odd guess. Happy birthday to Kevin Jonas, the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Jeez, I don't know any of these. Oh, my God. Star Trek.
And I love your guesses. I mean, they're not right, but I love them. We have a new president again. Which number president is it?
47.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Charlotte, what's happening with you today? What's going down?
Just on my way to work. I'm a dental assistant for Dr. Martin Abelard.
Well, look at you, dental assistant Charlotte. Charlotte, one time I got kicked out of my orthodontist office because I ate popcorn before I went to my appointment. Can you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Not good.
Would you have smacked him?
I would have kicked him out, too.
Charlotte did 2 out of 5, Tim. Was very upset with herself, too.
Right.
Timmy, a lot of us looked for feel-good movies to deal with the stress of the election. One of America's favorite feel-good movies is Shrek. Who is the voice of Shrek?
Michael Myers. Mike Myers.
Charlotte just could not come up with the name. Pictured everything about the guy except the name. 1-0, Tim. Timmy, let's discuss the song Mmm-Bop by Hanson. Say, let's discuss again. Tim, I always have conversations about Mmm-Bop.
I don't mind that thing.
It was only supposed to be a phrase on their debut album, not their biggest and most signature song. How many brothers made up Hanson?
3.
They're still kicking it, man. Mm-hmm. They're still going strong. Charlotte knew that. 2-1, Tam. Tammy, this week in 2018, the first Doctor Strange movie was released in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Which actor that also played Sherlock Holmes plays Doctor Strange?
What is his name? I know it. It's right on the tip of my tongue, too.
I know that feeling.
I know. It's like right there. You're like,
here's a clue for both of you. Some women find him oddly sexy.
Yes, it's...
Oddly sexy. I take offense. He is so hot.
And that man is?
Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
She couldn't even say it. She's salivating. She's tying a bib around her neck, for God's sake. All right. It's still 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to Kevin Jonas. He's the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Jumanji.
Jumanji is right. He's a good actor, that Nick Jonas.
He is.
Charlotte didn't know. 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, we have a new president again. Which number president is it?
47.
That's right. Good for both of you. Got that right.
Yay.
Tammy today wins by a score of 4-2. Charlotte, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize today.
You are going to see Kelsey Ballerini at Pechanga Arena in March.
Yes, I am.
All right, Charlotte. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I am Charlotte Incoway, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's talk the election for 1 minute here, and not even who won, who lost, but the amazingness of the accuracy of the new and improved Magic Board. You guys all hooked on this like I was yesterday?
So it seems like every news station now has taken this to heart and is utilizing it. Last night I had on for just a little bit. I don't know if it's just a DirecTV thing, but you can have four news stations going at once, right?
Well, how
four
fortunate screens.
Less stressful.
Well, I popped on it because
four talking heads.
I was looking specifically for some of these so-called magic walls, magic boards, and there was a newer one now where it was actually a model. Like, think about Legos, right? It was like a 3D model that they could, like, change things and show where it was.
It's crazy.
Voting-wise.
You can see every, down to the second, what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Well, they go even in-depth into counties, which I thought was really cool. But one person I know who's obsessed with this is producer Jessica. But it's not for the reason that you think.
Well, I mean, you know how we were just talking about comfort shows?
Uh-huh.
Those magic boards are my comfort during the election.
Because
any election. I just find them fascinating. I love numbers.
Okay.
I want to see the numbers. I want to see the stats. I want to see what percentage is still left to count in Broward County. I love it.
You see, I'm not a numbers guy, and I'm
that
into
must
it.
Make you dizzy.
I'm into it as well, just because of how precise everything seems to be, and how in a world lately where everything seems to be uncertain, that magic board does not seem to be uncertain. It seems to be pretty much dead on, or at least what's happening at that exact second. That's mind-boggling to me, and also a little scary.
Yeah. Like, if there was a travel, like, if CNN took their magic board on the road that you could go to a museum and play with the magic board, I would pay to go to that.
So would that be like...
How would you play with a magic board? What would you do?
You press the board and you see the numbers and you go through it and be
and
like, well, what happened in 2016 versus what's happening right now? Like, it was endlessly fascinating to me. I want to play with it so bad. I really do.
Jessica's actually rubbing her cheeks like, I wish I could touch it.
I do. I want to touch it.
I wonder if they let you touch it. I mean, you know, you ever happen to like tour a studio where they have it? I wonder if they let you touch it. I don't know. I mean, aren't all these magic boards like touch screens?
They're all touch screens.
Or is it magic?
I don't know. I want one.
I am so shocked, producer Jessica, as much as you like numbers, that you aren't more into that for your career. Is it because there's not enough people around you?
That's a really good point. How the hell did you get into radio when you're so into numbers?
Yeah. Well, no, we do a lot with numbers. You guys, because we have ratings.
Hang on, Jessica. I don't do anything with numbers.
Well, I know you don't.
I don't do anything with
numbers. Jessica does everything that we need to have done with numbers for us.
Numbers, like even the movie Seven, I try to avoid. Okay.
Don't even ask him about 13 ghosts.
No, man.
127 hours?
No, 127 too much for me, man. Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie for me. Not the fact that guy chopped his own arm off, but the fact that it had numbers in it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Imagine your neighbor that you get along with really well. You really like, you see each other occasionally. But what you don't know about that neighbor is that they're food insecure. It happens more often than you think. John and Tammy's Food Fund was born.
Yeah, the alarming amount of people here in San Diego County that are hungry right now and won't be able to open their fridge and say, there's nothing looks good because there's nothing in their fridge. There's nothing in their pantry. And you don't even know about it because who talks about that really? Working poor, elderly, military families who are looking for a meal. That shouldn't happen in a world where we throw out so much food. That's why we bring back every year John and Tammy's Food Fund to benefit the San Diego Food Bank. And this Friday, we kick off the fall season at Fraser Farms in La Mesa.
We'll be there from 6 until 9. We'd like you to bring down your non-perishable food items. Whatever you can afford, whatever you can bring, whatever you can spare. And someone is going to go home with tickets to Country Fest, and someone is going to go home with tickets to Stagecoach.
Now, we know we don't need to give you anything to persuade you to do the right thing, and that's feed our neighbors here in San Diego County, but why not? Why not win something for your effort? And by the way, if you're driving to work Friday and hear us at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, and because, you know, you have a life and kind of forgot that we were there and didn't plan accordingly, and you are nearby, you can always just pick up some groceries at Fraser Farms and then come out and dump them in our bucket. It's that easy.
Oh, and by by the way, when you stop by Fraser Farms in La Mesa, go ahead and make your donation, you know, register to win those tickets. Go into the store because they have some of the freshest, most amazing feta cheese you will ever have in your life. And not just that, I bought fresh ricotta from them.
All right.
To make I could have sat down with that container and a spoon and eaten it. They have a huge cheese area. You've seen it, John.
You can take the girl out of Wisconsin, but you cannot take the Wisconsin out of the girl. She's going to sit there and just eat cheese with a spoon. Thank you, Fraser Farms, for that image. We're going to be out every week in November, every Friday, getting as much as we can from the San Diego Food Bank. We do it every year. The week after, we'll be at Fraser Farms in Oceanside. The week after that, we'll be at Fraser Farms in Vista. But this Friday, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, bring your non-perishables. Bring peanut butter is gold, as the San Diego Food Bank likes to say. Remember also, diapers are huge. So many new moms that just need a little help.
Right.
We can do that. You can do that. Our food fund this Friday, stop number one, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, broadcasting live from 6 to 9. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.